This is Dishing It Up with Jan D'Autry.
And welcome back to Dishing It Up. You know, it started 5 years ago as a way to bring the community together in a fun and magical way during the holidays. It's called Scott's Dazzle. 2 months of celebrating, shopping, dining, and so much fun. And this year, of course, they've reimagined Scott's Dazzle with new events that will keep you safe. And Karen Churchard is the Director of Tourism and Events for the City of Scottsdale. And Karen joins us right now. Karen, Scott's Dazzle is always such a fun time, and I know you've been working overtime to really provide holiday magic while understanding our desire to stay safe, right? What have you got planned for us?
Oh, thanks, Jan, for having me this afternoon. We're reimagining. We've been very, very busy trying to come up with some great ways that we can have events that people can be safe, as you mentioned. So we've reimagined we normally would have a sing-along and tree lighting, which you helped kick off with us 5 years ago. It's hard
so
to believe.
Fun, I know.
Wow, isn't that crazy? But we've reimagined that event to be the Scott's Dazzle Stroll. So that will, our attendees can still come out and see the beautiful decorations, experience some wonderful entertainment, and then they're actually the ones that will be walking around our Arizona Canal. So they'll head out to Marshall Way Bridge, and they'll go down to the Solari Bridge and the plaza, and they'll come back up on the north side along the Scottsdale waterfront.
And along the
way, there'll be amazing decorations. Again, entertainment. We're asking all of our guests they need to wear a mask and that they social distance and that they pretty much keep moving. You know, we'll let them stop and take a couple pictures here and there, but the intent is that the attendees will actually get all their steps in, if you will.
I love this idea. It's like an old-fashioned Christmas. It's like the Easter parade, only a Christmas promenade. We can be outside, which is a great place to be in the winter in Scottsdale. And you guys really do the lights so well. We can stroll, but you've also got some really cool things like a seasonal charcuterie teach and taste, the art walk, Yuletide yoga, sparkle and spin scavenger hunt. I mean, there's a holly jolly painting party. So tell us how all that comes together on our walk.
Well, great. Well, the walk is on the evenings of November 27th and 28th, so Friday night after Thanksgiving, 6 to 9 p.m., and that will be just the stroll portion of it. And all the events that you just mentioned, those start the following weekend, and they're held on Saturdays and Sundays. 1 week is near the Old Town Scottsdale Farmers Market, and so that area down by Main Street and Brown is where you would go and be able to experience the Dazzle of Historic Old Town event and the make and takes and the festive food demonstration by the Saguaro Hotel. And those are pretty much the weekend of December 12th and 13th. The seasonal charcuterie that you mentioned is on a Wednesday evening, December 9th. There is a cost associated with most of these events. They're fairly nominal.
Yeah.
That charcuterie event seems to be already popular. We just kicked off our website recently, and that event is going to be held at Schmooze, which is an amazing coffee winery eatery, which amazing. Yeah. And we've added a new event, the Brew Dazzle, that we're working with the brewery on.
That's awesome.
That's on a Sunday, November 29th. We have our wine around, which we've held for the past 4 years, so this will be our fifth year on that, where you stroll. You take your time and you go from winery to winery and participate. The yoga, the yoga should be really fun. We're doing not only one on Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th, we're also doing a sun salutations yoga on Monday, December 1st, because that's winter solstice. So we want to celebrate that event, and our Solari Plaza is kind of a omen to that winter and summer solstice, so there's a tie there. Another fun event we created this year is on Saturday, December 19th and 20th as well, and that's the Sparkle and Spin Scavenger Hunt.
Oh, my gosh.
Officer Bailey is one of our bicycle police officers, and he's helping us kind of organize that, and I believe he'll be participating both days as well. So that adds kind of an add. And, like you mentioned, there's the painting party, and, of course, our Gold Palette Art Walk is always phenomenal on Thursday, December 10th. So yeah, a lot of, oh, and another thing, the holiday movie nights, which I think was going to be really fun.
I was going to ask you about that. I love that idea.
Yeah, on the East Lawn at the Civic Center, three nights, December 4th, 5th and 6th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. We're doing the kind of the square or rectangle painting so the family can sit in there, bring your blankets. There's a cost per space, but we're showing some of the favorites, the Santa Claus movie, Friday night, Elf Saturday night, and Home Alone Sunday night.
So how fun.
That should be really
fun. Oh, my
gosh. I'm really excited to see how that all comes together.
Karen, you have really made our holiday bright and fun and festive. There's something for the whole family. You have given us so many events and so much information. And to find out more information, everyone, about all the great Scott's Dazzle things to do, visit ScottsDazzle.com. Karen, thank you so much and happy holidays to you.
Thanks, Jan. Same to you.
We'll see you there. Bye-bye. Well, guess who's back with us? Our favorite pet person, Barry Mears with PAC-911. Barry created PAC-911 about 20 years ago, and under that umbrella, there are many, many, many rescues in the Valley. Barry, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, and thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely.
Exciting news.
Yeah, next Saturday, December 5th, is it? You've got a big adoption event. Tell us about that.
We do. It's going to be at Aviano, which is a community in a beautiful community park. But, of course, it's open to everyone who wants to come. And that's in, I call it North Phoenix. It's near Desert Ridge.
Oh, okay.
And it's a beautiful area. We've been there three times before, and each time we go, we love it more. It's a perfect place. And because of COVID, we're especially happy because it's a big field, and we're limiting the number of rescues. We have come to these events now because of COVID, so we can social distance properly.
Okay.
So there's a lot of space between each of the rescues, and everybody is wearing masks, and we have plenty of hand sanitizers. We're being very respectful and following all of the guidelines, so people can comfortably come out and see the animals that need homes so desperately.
Absolutely. Who are some of the shelters involved?
You know, we have a sign up going now, and I don't know everyone who's coming, but I do know that there will be about 20 rescue groups there. Now, that's a lot smaller than what we normally would be doing if people have come to our events in the past, but that's because of COVID. And so we're taking the first 20 who sign up and keeping it very safe and smaller. But there's always a good variety of animals there. And this year with the holiday theme, we're going to have photos and raffles and
nice
lure course. Yes,
Santa Paws.
Yeah, it's going to be great. The lure course is a lot of fun too. People can run their own dogs, and it's hilarious.
Oh, I love that, Barry. That is going to be so great. And you know what? I think we could use Christmas a little early this year. So if we adopt a beautiful pet who needs a forever home, you could give that pet to somebody in the family that has been wanting a pet early, right?
Yes, actually, yes, that's true. And normally I wouldn't say that pets are Christmas gifts.
Yes,
but if it's a
yes.
family member that you know very well.
Bring them to the event and let them pick it out. Absolutely.
Yes,
and then,
absolutely.
And if you miss this event, let's talk about your amazing charity boutique for just about 30 seconds.
Thank you so much. Because with the holidays coming, our boutique is called Rescue Treasures. We've talked about it on air before, so I hope a lot of your listeners have come and experienced it. But it is a Christmas wonderland. Realize that we get donations from our supporters, and many of our supporters are very well-to-do people. So the merchandise we get is fabulous and
yes.
very beautiful, high-end. And I know, Jan knows.
Oh, gosh. My favorite place to shop.
Avid shopper. And the two of us have more fun shopping together.
Yes, it's called
things for each other.
It's called Rescue Treasures. It's on Thunderbird and 40th Street in Phoenix. Barry, thank you so much for this great event on the 5th at Aviano. And you can find out more information at PAC911.org. Thank you, Barry. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, and thank you.
Thank you.
See you there.
Okay. Well, that's our show for this week. If you missed any part of it, go to KTAR.com, click on podcast, and scroll right down to the Dishing It Up show page, and you'll find all the information right there. For that amazing recipe and video for the Cornish game hens for the holidays, just head to my website, jandiatri.com, or on my Facebook page, that's jandatri.com. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week when we dish it up all over again. Bye.